This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Teresa Maurer. And tomorrow, Teresa, it becomes official at the farmer's market, does it not?
That is exactly right. We are pleased to be able to say that tomorrow we're going to be receiving the actual award from the American Farmland Trust for the Fayetteville Farmers Market being the number one favorite market in the country. So we are just so excited. Gretchen Mays from the American Farmland Trust will be here in person to present the award.
I know that the honor itself is something. Do you get a trophy? Do you get a cup? Do you get a plaque?
You know, we really don't know. They're going to surprise us. You know, Lori Boatwright, who's the co-manager with me and Joe Canfield at the market, has said they've kept it wrapped in mystery. So we're going to be as surprised as anybody else. But it will be, you know, I think a great day, not just an occasion for speeches, but a great day to also recognize the customers who really made the market possible. And we're hoping they'll all turn out and celebrate with us. And we have a couple of special things planned.
So this is going to be outside, open to the public?
Yes, it's outside, open to the public, open to the media. We hope people will come and, again, help us spread the really good word. It'll be at the Town Center Plaza, so right there by the big globe on the steps there. And then that way that'll give people room to spread out into the plaza that day. And also, you know, parking is always an issue down there. I just want to remind people that parking is available for free on Saturday at the garage that's right underneath the Town Center Square. And you can get to that from Mountain. You turn, on Block, then on Rock, and then on East. And you come in the garage entrance that way. There's lots of room there. You go up the stairs and you're right there in the plaza.
This is exciting. Congratulations.
It is. We are, it's just, again, I think a real tribute. And to go from number five to number one in just 1 year is pretty exciting. And to do it in a drought year is even more exciting. And a tribute to our vendors who, again, the customers, the vendors, the city, all those things kind of come together to make our wonderful market possible. And then to get recognition from a great organization like American Farmland Trust that's working to preserve farmlands close to cities, that's an extra special honor.
It's mid-October. What if I go to the Fayetteville Farmers Market or any area markets this weekend? What will I find?
Gosh, there's still a great variety of vegetables. And of course, you know, with Halloween coming up, of course, you've got all the pumpkins and, you know, squash and those kinds of things that people like to use for decorations. But really, you know, the lettuces have come back. A lot of the cool season things are back. There's still green beans at the market. I mean, really, I would say there's even been some late sweet corn, although the recent frost may have kind of knocked that down a little bit. But really, diversity is still very good. And of course, we're building up to our craft weekend, which is next weekend, where we'll be shining the spotlight on some of our art and craft folks who will also be turned out this coming Saturday. So in addition to the food, the farm vendors and the food court vendors will have our art and craft people well represented as well.
Can I give you a watermelon update?
Sure.
You know, I'm a big fan.
There's still watermelon on the market.
Yeah. Sunday, the Unitarian Universalists of Eureka Springs asked me to come speak to them. And afterwards, they had a sort of potluck. And there was an heirloom watermelon. I didn't see the melon itself. I saw the meat of the watermelon, the fruit, in a bowl, and it looked like cantaloupe. It looked exactly like cantaloupe.
Yes, there's that peach-colored, fleshed watermelon, and I bet it tasted incredible.
Oh, my goodness. It's the best watermelon I've ever had.
That's great.
And and it's called a golden watermelon, and I talked to the woman. She and her husband raised them and said, you know, each one's a little bit different, but that most of them taste a very sweet. You could tell it was watermelon, but
yes.
So these heirloom, whether it's a tomato or zucchini or whatever, keep them coming.
Yeah, and I think that's what's really been great as our vendors have kind of diversified their offerings as a chance for you to have kind of a new taste sensation like that. So I try to get people, try something that's maybe a little less familiar. You know, maybe if you'd seen that watermelon open on the table, you'd go, that's kind of a shock, different color. Go ahead and try it.
Great
adventure.
You know, over time, I guess, you know, we've said, okay, a tomato has to taste like this. So if it tastes
or look like this.
And then you get into, because some of those heirloom tomatoes
They're
that are
at
the markets
colors.
Around here every summer are fantastic.
Yes.
And different.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
There's a lot of variety out there that you're not going to see.
Yeah, and again, I just want to remind people, you know, as I did the last time we talked, the markets, most of the markets are open through October. I would say there are several of the larger markets that will go all the way up to Thanksgiving. And then, you know, at a later show, I could talk about some of the markets that keep going beyond,
sure,
you know, even beyond Thanksgiving. But for sure, between now and Thanksgiving, you're going to have some great things at the market. And also wanted to mention back on the awards thing is that the Botanical Garden Market came in third,
right,
in its category of small markets because it's a, you know, it's has fewer vendors, but again, great variety. I was out there last Sunday. We still have our meat vendors coming out there, and we've had fruit. We've got late apple varieties that are just wonderful right now. Talk about apple varieties being a taste sensation, too, like you were talking about tomatoes and melons. Try a different variety.
Just tried Arkansas Blacks for the first time.
Yes.
Really good.
And those
crisp
are really interesting because they'll keep for a long time. So you could buy some of those now. They're actually a really wonderful keeper apple, and you can keep some in your crisper, and they will stay flavorful for a much longer time than many other varieties, and the flavor will actually change a little bit through time.
Huh.
So that's definitely was an apple, you know, developed in Arkansas and kind of a keeper apple for those times when you didn't have other kinds of fruit.
Tomorrow morning at 9, it all begins on the Fayetteville Square.
Yes, and it's free, and we hope the public and the media will come out and celebrate with us.
Teresa Mowers, our local food ambassador. Teresa, thank you as always.
Thanks, Kyle.
La la la, la la la, Elmo's song. Me write the music, me write the words. That's Elmo's song. All right. Fine, that works a lot better when Elmo does it himself. I'm Peter Sagal. On this week's show, we'll hear from Elmo and the man behind him, plus Carrie Fisher, Tom Hanks, and more. It's a celebrity-tastic. Wait, wait, don't tell me. Join us for the news quiz from NPR.
Wait, wait, don't tell me. Now in its new time, Saturday mornings at 9 on KUAF 91.3 FM.